Chosen by Leslie Glaister. Read by Alison Reed. Dodie, Chapter 1. She stands on the front doorstep, shivering, listening to the sound of nothing happening inside. You can sense if there's someone in a house, and there must be someone here. Stella never leaves the place. But that doesn't stop the awful feeling that there's no one here. No one who's breathing. A weird red dress, Seth had said. She should have taken more notice. He'd been round at her house after school one day last week, Wednesday, Thursday. He'd come through the door and dropped his school bag on the floor, as he often did, to scrounge something from the fridge and to put off going home to Stella. Crowing with delight, Jake had toddled over to Seth to be swung shrieking joyfully into the air. 4:30-ish it must have been, that time when the day starts to collapse into a blur of mess and fretfulness towards food and bed and bath and stories, and at long, long last, quiet and a glass of wine. So she hadn't paid all that much attention. "Will you babysit on Friday?" she had definitely asked that. "I'll text you." He grinned, and they both knew that meant yes. He loved to babysit, to get to eat pizza in front of the TV with a can of beer and his feet up on the coffee table, something Stella would never allow, not in a million years. He'd put Jake down, gone to the fridge for milk. She'd watched his long, knobbly fingers, clever fingers that could mend anything. He liked nothing better than to take a machine apart and put it back together. And then he said, "Mum's gone weird." "Gone weird," Dodie said.